Welcome to the Forgettable Reads Podcast, a no-nonsense sleepcast for the rest of us. No creepy whispering, no bad spa music, no sleepy monotone. Just sincere reads of boring, bland material for all your verbal white noise needs. And now your host, Lauren Good.
Good evening, my friends, and welcome to episode 17. We have three more episodes until we wrap season two, What New Normal? And Alex and I would really love to hear your thoughts about what you'd like to zone out to in season three. So please find us on Facebook or Patreon at the handle Forgettable Reads and shoot us a message or leave a comment on one of the posts. Tonight's episode has a theme of travel. Every night as we sleep, we transcend to a new mind space. Every day we travel either mentally or physically someplace, be it from the bed to a chair, or to the grocery store, or to take a walk in nature, to visit family, or maybe even go on a business trip. So I'd love you to think of one place, state, or space that you have enjoyed traveling to. Now, this could have been recently, maybe it was a long time ago, but what is the one place, state, or space that you have enjoyed traveling to? What do you remember most about it? Why was it so enjoyable? Now, thinking about a day this week, if you somehow in the future got your hands on a police box time travel device that is bigger on the inside, dare I say, and traveled back in time to the day you are now thinking of, what would be the moment you'd like to land the TARDIS? What was so enjoyable about that moment? As for myself, I used to travel quite frequently, enough so that my ex used to tease me that I was a jet-setting executive lady, which really made me giggle. I was in my 20s, and the last ways I would have ever described myself were as executive material or very ladylike. But I did love to travel. Whether it was a vacation in the Bahamas, a work trip to England and France, or even one of the myriad of meditation retreats I went on, spanning from Minneapolis, Cleveland, Halifax, Colorado, I thoroughly enjoyed getting to take in different surroundings, be it the personality of a new city in terms of its culture and the attitude of its people, the different landscapes. Oh, and as a side note, speaking of landscapes, if you were looking for a really unique landscape in the U.S., I'd highly recommend a drive through the Badlands National Park in South Dakota. I was only able to stop briefly, but I remembered thinking it was both beautiful and about as close to seeing an alien planet as a human terrestrial was ever going to get. These days, I say all the time, and I confuse everyone in my life by saying things like, well, I'm flying on Monday, so I can't do X, Y, or Z thing. And the person will say, oh, that's awesome. Where are you flying? And I realize they think I'm talking about flying in an airplane, when what I actually mean is flying in a flying trapeze class at Foster Beach. It's been almost 2 years since I took this passion hobby up, but I guess you could say I'm obsessed with it. But I don't think it's just me. The school's old tagline used to be, forget fear, worry about the addiction. And you've heard me espouse the joys of having such a supportive community in which to have a place to tangibly work with fear and get a killer workout in the process. But it's so funny. This year, when I set my intentions and goals in January, travel was there. I really wanted to travel, to fly on airplanes, to rent a car and tour national parks. But due to a series of unfortunate events and mistakes that I made, instead of flying and driving, I did a lot of flying on the trapeze bar. I didn't mind. It was a way for me to travel to my happy place. And hey, that's never a bad place to land. But then changes came, as they always do, to the school. And I lost my staff position. I'm training for a new staff position, but it is very slow going. I mean, like, I've been training for 15 months and made about an inch of progress. And anyway, in the meantime, because I lost the staff perks, I'm able to take class less and less. But that being said, the work that I'm doing right now will hopefully mean that my actual travel dreams of this year become a reality next year. And, bonus, in some ways, those dreams will have to come true, some way or another, as there's this huge construction project happening on our building, and it is so loud already, and it will only get louder as they finally get around to my exterior wall. Even right now, with the noise being what it is, I can barely even think, much less record or edit audio. But I digress. The point I actually want to make is that sometimes the quote-unquote difficult changes in our lives are meant to point us towards something. Not even necessarily a silver lining, but sometimes when we lose something we value or it becomes unstable, it forces us to appreciate more of what we do have. And maybe reprioritize what matters to us. I had kind of a mini epiphany about this on my birthday. I've been thinking and saying for so long that the Trapeze School is my happy place that I'm realizing that I'm also accidentally saying that if I can't be there, then that means I'm not happy. Now, I of course booked my favorite classes for my birthday, because why would you not do your favorite activities on your birthday? But it was forecast to thunderstorm all day, and the fororecast said it was like 60 to 100% certain. And that's exactly what happened. It started thunderstorming at 1 and went off and on for the remainder of the day. So instead of being able to fly on the trapeze bar and bounce on the trampoline, I took a walk before the storm hit. And it was more than a walk. It was a meditation. It was what I'm going to call a spiritual session with the universe. And it was in a place that I've been doing my Wonder Woman 10K runs through. It's my first 10K. So I've been doing a lot of training runs to get ready for it. Now, every time I run through this area, I'd have this thought, you know, someday when I'm not running, I need to come back here and explore. It's really, really pretty. So the morning of my birthday, I said, well, hey, why not today? Normally when I walk or jog, I listen to music because music to me is another source of connection in the same way that nature is. But I took my headphones off and instead of listening to music on my phone, I listened to the music of the harbor. The waves were picking up and rolling the boats around, and all the bells on the boats, you could hear them softly ringing in the breeze. It was like the city's largest wind chime. At the base of the harbor wall, there's all this muck. Algae buildup, kelp, trash floating around and smashing against the concrete and metal. But as you look further out where the harbor meets the sea, well, I mean, in my case, it is a lake. But it is a great lake, and the waves were quite sizable on this day, so I'm going to call it the sea in my description. There are all these intricate, beautiful colors of blue and green, and in the far distance, that hazy fade from sea to cloud, which, I mean, on this day, because of the weather, was completely imperceptible. Behind the harbor is a nature preserve. Now, surprisingly, Chicago has quite a few of them, though you would maybe not know that. And when you get to them, you can no longer tell that you're in the city until the trees part enough for you to see the downtown skyline. Flowers, water, dunes, trees, and soil, birds and chipmunks, leaves whispering in the wind are pretty much all you find. As long as someone isn't there blasting music or trying to ride their bike. It's a little piece of heaven on earth, is my point. They say nature is healing. I think nature reflects back to us truth. And as I traveled this walking meditation session, there were truths for me to find. Number one, any place can be our happy place if we are in the right space and the frame of mind. We can be tourists abroad or tourists in our hometowns and in our own lives. We just have to use a fresh eyes approach. As for me, I will still need to be a tourist abroad, probably in a cabin somewhere in the woods, somewhere that is quiet, as the construction project will just be too loud to work through. But let's go back to you. When you think about the day and the memory you wanted to time travel to earlier, what new fresh perspective do you think you'd uncover or discover? And what if, when you open your eyes tomorrow, you applied them to the here and now? As for me, that walk turned out to be a huge blessing. When you feel like that garbage stuck in the kelp, just bobbing to keep your head above the water and continually knocking against the wall repeatedly, like playing whack-a-mole with just problem after problem after problem, you have to find a way to zoom out and find the place where the water is more free-flowing. That whole experience was a happy birthday, even if it wasn't the birthday I planned. And who knows, maybe it was an even happier birthday than the one I did plan. And so now, your gift tonight is a double feature reading about Vikings. First up, we have Eric the Viking, whose tale was authored by ChatGPT. It's a good one. And then, for the second feature, it's the product description in the Viking Cruise Line newsletter. Sweet dreams, happy sailing, and happy returns, my friends. Once upon a time, a Viking named Eric set sail at sunrise on his sturdy longship, the Sea Serpent. With its dragon-shaped prow and billowing red and white sail, the ship was a magnificent sight against the backdrop of the golden morning sky. Eric was known throughout his village for his courage, resourcefulness, and insatiable curiosity. He had heard tales of distant lands and hidden treasures, and today, he was determined to chart a new course and uncover the mysteries of unexplored waters. Eric's crew, a loyal band of skilled warriors and navigators, stood at the ready. Among them was Freya, a fierce shield maiden with fiery red hair and an equally fiery spirit. She was Eric's confidant and second in command, her courage matching his own. As the Sea Serpent cut through the waves, the wind carried the scent of salt and adventure. The crew watched as their homeland faded into the horizon, replaced by an endless expanse of sea. Their excitement was palpable, and even the seasoned sailors felt a sense of anticipation they hadn't experienced in years. Days turned into nights, and nights into days. The crew faced challenges that tested their skills and camaraderie. Storms lashed against the Sea Serpent, threatening to overturn the ship, but Eric's skillful navigation and the crew's unwavering teamwork carried them through. One night, as the crew gathered around a blazing bonfire on a deserted island they had discovered, Eric shared his vision with them. He spoke of uncharted territories, of mapping new lands, and of returning to their village as explorers who had ventured beyond the known world. His words ignited a spark in their hearts, and they committed themselves to the adventure with renewed determination. Their journey had led them to breathtaking sights, shimmering coral reefs, towering cliffs, and vibrant sunsets that painted the sky in hues of orange and purple. They encountered friendly islanders who shared stories of exotic fruit, strengthening their resolve to explore further. But not all was smooth sailing. The Sea Serpent faced another fierce storm, more daunting than any before. As lightning cracked across the sky and waves roared like enraged giants, Eric and his crew fought with every ounce of strength they possessed. At the height of the tempest, the ship was struck by a massive wave that sent it crashing onto a mysterious, fog-shrouded island. When they awoke, they found themselves surrounded by dense vegetation and ancient ruins. The island exuded an eerie aura, and whispers of long-forgotten legends filled the air. Eric and Freya led their crew through the island's heart, determined to uncover its secrets. Deep within a hidden cave, they discovered an ancient map adorned with symbols unknown to them. As they deciphered the markings, they realized that the map pointed to a treasure said to possess the power to shape destiny itself. It was a treasure sought by generations past, yet never claimed. Guided by their determination and newfound knowledge, the crew embarked on a final journey. Through treacherous terrain and daunting challenges, they eventually reached the heart of the island, a breathtaking chamber containing the fabled treasure. Eric and his crew gazed in awe at the treasure, its brilliance dazzling in their eyes. But as Eric reached out to claim it, he hesitated. He remembered the true treasure of their journey, the bonds forged, the courage tested, and the unquenchable spirit that had driven them to explore the unknown. With a smile, Eric stepped back and turned to his crew. They nodded in unison, understanding the depth of his choice. As they left the island and sailed homeward, their hearts were lighter than the sea serpent's sail. They had discovered more than treasure. They had discovered the strength within themselves and the richness of the world around them. And so, the Viking Eric returned at sunrise, not as a conqueror of lands, but as a conqueror of fears, a seeker of wisdom, and a weaver of tales. The village welcomed them with open arms, and the story of their epic journey echoed through generations, inspiring all who heard it to embrace the call of adventure and the boundless possibilities that lay beyond the horizon. Viking 2024 and 2025 Ocean Voyages, plus Antarctica and the Great Lakes Voyages. We are proud to be named one of the best, and we are already searching for better. Onwards. Dear traveler, I hope you and your loved ones are enjoying the summer season. At Viking, we are celebrating that both our ocean and expedition voyages have been named number one by the Readers of Travel and Leisure in the 2023 World's Best Awards. We are immensely proud that our mission to create meaningful, destination-focused travel experiences continues to resonate with curious travelers. As you start planning for your next voyage, we hope you will be inspired by one of our 2024 and 2025 ocean itineraries that are detailed in the following pages. When you think of Europe, what springs to mind? Perhaps it is spellbinding architecture, magical port cities, and breathtaking natural landscapes. You might try one of our signature 15-day voyages, such as Viking Homelands, which allows you to immerse yourself in Scandinavian culture and gain a deeper understanding of Norway's most intrepid explorers. Alternatively, trace the shores of history and step into the vestiges of empires past on our 8-day ancient Mediterranean treasures itinerary, from the hallowed grounds of the Acropolis to the ancient city of Ephesus in Turkey, where the great temple of Artemis once stood. Cast off on a journey through antiquity as you unlock the secrets of this fabled region. Beyond these intriguing options overseas, and for those who wish to travel closer to home, we have several thoughtfully curated itineraries that sail past Alaska's awe-inspiring glaciers or traverse the turquoise waters of the Caribbean. Regardless of which journey piques your interest, I invite you to plan now for future exploration as space is filling fast. I encourage you to take advantage of round-trip airfare from $399 and our anniversary sale. Book now with a $225 deposit. Thank you for your interest in Viking. We look forward to welcoming you on board. Torstein Hagen, Chairman. The World of Viking, Ocean Destinations. With an award-winning fleet of identical small ships, we've reinvented ocean voyages with thoughtful journeys designed to bring you to the heart of great destinations around the world. Purpose-built ships, ocean vessels that bring you closer to your destination. At Viking, we build innovative ships that are the right size for the experience, with a signature Scandinavian design that never upstages the destination. All Veranda ocean ships that host just 930 guests with the ability to dock in the world's greatest cities, as well as seldom visited small ports that are out of reach for mega liners. Spend more time in port, with overnight stays in many ports of embarkation and disembarkation. With fewer days at sea, you'll have ample time to immerse yourself in each destination. Take in your surroundings With a private veranda and every stateroom and an infinity pool at the stern and abundant options for al fresco dining, each day brings new opportunities for stunning views of your destination. Understated elegance. Modern ships designed for comfort and discovery. Created by interior architects who have designed some of the world's finest hotels, the signature Scandinavian designs of our ships celebrates our Nordic heritage. Clean lines, colorful woven textiles, and light woods that evoke the original Viking explorer's connection to the natural world. Public spaces are light-filled, airy, and quiet. Staterooms feature thoughtful amenities, including heated bathroom floors, anti-fog mirrors, and luxury bed linens. And throughout each ship, you will find great attention to detail in leather handrails, original Nordic artwork, and libraries stocked with books curated by London bookshop Heywood Hill. The flavors of your destination. Experiencing a culture through its food and wine. A great joy of travel lies in sampling the fresh fare and culinary traditions for which a place is known. Locally sourced ingredients, such as Norwegian salmon, Dutch Gouda, and Spanish jamón, inspire our highly trained chefs to create authentic regional dishes on every itinerary. And our thoughtful wine list enhances your meal with hand-picked selections and onboard tastings that showcase the area's quintessential varieties. Dining on a Viking ship, you will find the ideal setting for impeccable service and casual elegance. On our ocean ships, experience multiple dining options, from Mamsen's Norwegian Jelly and the open kitchens of the World Cafe to Manfredi's Italian Trattoria and 24-hour room service. Across our fleet, we offer the most al fresco dining on any waterway, so you always have the option to enjoy a meal or a glass of wine while completely surrounded by the scenery. Our Viking family. Thoughtful attention from dedicated staff. Only the very best. Our knowledgeable and highly experienced Swiss management oversees your entire journey and handpicks each member of our onboard team. Rigorous training and inspiring leadership have also made Viking the employer of choice. A warm welcome. We are dedicated to ensuring everyone feels at home on board our ships. We have the most loyal staff in the industry, with more than 90% returning year after year. So you can expect familiar faces and the same quality service every time you travel with us. Viking Service Guarantee. We are so confident we will exceed your expectations that we are the only cruise line to guarantee its award-winning service. What Viking is not? We do not try to be all things to all people. In addition to being known for all that we do, Viking stands apart for all that we do not do. No children under 18. No casinos. No nickel and diming. No charge for Wi-Fi. No charge for beer and wine at lunch and dinner. No umbrella drinks. No charge for alternative restaurants. No photography sales. No art auctions. No inside staterooms, no smoking, no waiting in lines, no formal nights, bustlers, or white gloves, no entrance fee for the Nordic Spa or Fitness Center, no spa sales pressure, no charge for use of laundrettes. Attention to detail, elegant design that is simple and functional. Our aim has always been to create a comfortable environment on board our ships, so we have focused on making things as straightforward and as easy to operate as possible. Our TV remote controls have just a few intuitive buttons. Our bathrooms have spacious showers with simple-to-use controls. They also feature anti-fog mirrors and heated floors, and our toiletries are clearly labeled and feature flip-top caps. U.S. power outlets and USB ports in staterooms are plentiful and conveniently located, offering a variety of choices to charge devices within reach. In public spaces, you will find square-back chairs that are easier for hanging jackets and purses. Even our wastebaskets are square, to better catch a tossed piece of paper. At Viking, we think of every detail, so you can focus on exploring and learning about the destination. Onboard enrichment. Bringing culture and history to life. Viking resident historians deliver high-level historical and cultural education specific to the itinerary, offering invaluable insight onto the rich history of the destination. guest lecturers expertly shed light on your destination's history, art, architecture, and more. Port Talks provide an overview of the next day's port of call through informative multimedia presentations. Destination performances showcase the most iconic cultural performing arts of the region. Cooking demonstrations present recipes of regional treats and drinks. Craft demonstrations reveal centuries-old traditions of local artisans. Wine tastings introduce you to a wide selection of regional varietals or vintages. Viking resident musicians include a pianist, guitarist, violinist, and cellist who perform calming classical compositions throughout the ship. Munch moments showcase the artwork of Norway's iconic expressionist Edvard Munch. Edvard Munch during this daily onboarding event. The kitchen table lets you experience how our chefs bring local flavors from market to table. Onshore experiences, designed to take you closer, the Viking way. The Viking way of exploration offers behind-the-scenes insights and opportunities that set us apart from other travel companies. While we feature the expected and iconic, such as visits to renowned museums and notable landmarks, we also offer our guests local life, working world, and privileged access experiences, opening doors to places otherwise difficult to visit. Karen Hagen, Executive Vice President of Viking, has traveled the globe to develop these Viking Way experiences and has captured some of them in a series of Destination Insights videos, which are available on our website, as well as our award-winning enrichment channel, Viking.tv. In addition to daily live streams and hundreds of archived video sessions, guests have access to an extensive library of content to inform them about their upcoming journey and encourage deeper engagement while traveling. Viking inclusive value, pricing that covers everything you need and nothing you do not. At Viking, we firmly believe that you should not have to incur an expense every time you want a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, or an excursion ashore. Instead, our goal is to provide you with great value. So we've designed our voyages to give you more for your money with a fare that includes one shore excursion in every port of call led by a knowledgeable local guide, free Wi-Fi, onboard meals featuring regional specialties, and always available classics, beer, wine, and soft drinks with onboard lunch and dinner, 24-hour specialty coffee and teas, visits to UNESCO sites, enrichment lectures and destination performances, all port taxes and fees, ground transfers with Viking Air purchase, complimentary access to the Nordic Spa and Fitness Center, alternative restaurant dining at no extra charge, 24-hour room service, self-service launderettes, plus additional tools and services available to assist with travel planning, including online booking to price and build your voyage in just a few steps, My Viking Journey online guest portal to select shore excursions, make dining reservations, and personalize your voyage in advance of travel. My Viking Air personal flight selection program for the best flight options at exclusive pricing. Viking Voyager mobile app to personalize your onboard experience. Past Viking guest hotline for planning future travel. Why Viking is a better value. How do we do it? With a 100% small ship fleet, Viking is the largest luxury cruise line. This means we have considerable economies of scale in the building of vessels and purchasing of goods and services for ongoing operations. Our award-winning fleet of identical sister ships is designed to be space and energy efficient. Without onboard features like casinos and children's areas, this creative design maximizes space for guest room and reduces overall fuel costs. Therefore, we are able to pass the benefit on to our guests in the form of lower prices. Environmentally considerate, reducing impact through design and technology. All Viking Ocean ships come with the best Energy Efficiency Design Index, EEDI rating of their class, and they exceed the 2025 International Maritime Organization, IMO's requirements by almost 20%. Key features of the ship's energy efficient design include sleek hull design. From the bulbous bow to the ducktail platform at the stern, our ocean vessels have been designed with energy-efficient hulls, propellers, and rudder arrangements to reduce resistance in the water and therefore reduce fuel consumption. Efficient use of space. On a ship, every bit of added weight results in extra fuel consumption. This is why we are careful to only add what is needed to our ships, prioritizing optimal guest comfort and operational efficiency. Waste heat recovery. This process works by recovering heat from the engines and utilizing it as a free source of energy for heating water, thereby saving fuel. Intelligent HVAC system. An automatic eco mode reduces power consumption when public areas and staterooms are not in use. Plus, water condensation created from the ship's HVAC system is reclaimed and used in the main laundry, further reducing the need for fresh water from external sources. Shore power. Our newest ocean ships utilize shore power wherever possible to reduce reliance on fuel while in port. This feature is already providing a reduction in CO2 emissions of up to 30% on some itinerary sections. LED lighting. The lighting instruments on board are more energy-efficient LEDs, utilizing low wattage and therefore lower heat output, lower power usage, and a longer life. Since January 1, 2013, the Energy Efficiency Design Index, EEDI, was made mandatory for new ships, requiring a minimum energy efficiency level per capacity mile. This was the first legally binding climate change treaty to be adopted since the Kyoto Protocol. Beyond the technical aspects of the ship's design, Viking Ocean ships are also equipped with the following features to reduce environmental impact. Advanced recycling and waste management. Our entire fleet is equipped with advanced wastewater and ballast water treatment systems, as well as onboard trash and recycling separation facilities to minimize the generation of waste and enable environmentally responsible recycling in shore facilities. Light reduction technology. We operate our vessels in a manner that minimizes light pollution, reducing our impact on local communities and landscapes. Noise reduction technology. With no children and no casinos, the environment on board our ships is quiet and calm. Furthermore, we have technology in place to reduce potential noise pollution in the destinations where we sail. Exhaust cleaning systems. Our ocean ships were the first new builds in the world to be equipped with a closed-loop exhaust cleaning system designed so that pollutants can be stored on board and disposed of at suitable receptive facilities ashore. Our newest ocean ships are also equipped with selective catalytic reduction systems to virtually eliminate nitrogen oxides. Travel and Leisure's World's Best Awards 2023. We are proud to be named best, and we are already searching for better. Onwards.